Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news on the 17th of October. Women are using the hashtag of MeToo on social media to discuss their sexual assault or just express the fact that it's happened to them too. Catalan president ignores warning to clarify independent stance. Yes, he hasn't taken the warning of Monday end-of-day deadline seriously. He hasn't come out and really announced what he wants. Hurricane Opelia hits Ireland. There have been 10 storms that have been turned into hurricanes over the past year from the Atlantic Ocean. 10 consecutive storms. Yes, we've had Harvey, we've had Irma, we've had Katia, and now there's Opelia. The European Union is imposing new sanctions against North Korea after the UN imposed sanctions against them last week. Commodity palladium prices touched $1,000 for the first time since 2001. First piece in the news is that women are using Me Too on social media to discuss the sexual assault. Following actor Alyssa Milano's tweet urging women to share their sexual harassment on assault experiences, thousands of women used hashtag Me Too to share such experiences. While a user tweeted, it would be easier to count women who have never been harassed. Hashtag Me Too. Another tweet read, it is my body for me to celebrate, not theirs to violate. Hashtag Me Too. Some really powerful stories coming out there, and the world is pausing and watching, and silent sexual harassment that goes on around has to stop. Catalan president ignores a warning to clarify the independence stance. Catalan president Carles has refused to clarify whether he declared Catalonia's independence post the referendum, despite Spain's ultimatum seeking confirmation by Monday. So yes, they really haven't respected the deadline. Carles has suspended the referendum result to allow further dialogue, but maintained that it had given him a clear mandate to declare Catalonia's independence from Spain. So he wants to get independent from Spain, but still wants to do it with a dialogue and not just in a very isolated fashion. There's always the fear of Article 155 being passed, which the Spain's president is threatening. Basically, Article 155 states that Catalonia, after the referendum, cannot still be independent because it hasn't obeyed a couple of conditions that allows Spain to overrule that whole referendum. So literally the point of the referendum will be lost if Article 155 will be invoked, which is why Carles, the president of Catalonia, is actually giving this a moment and not immediately responding. Hurricane Opelia hit Ireland. The Isle experienced its most dangerous weather in 50 years. That's right. The winds are up to 80 kilometers per hour and they slammed the coast late last night. Airlines have cancelled flights and many businesses have shuttered the storm. The storm is moving up Ireland's west coast with gusts that could reach up to 150 kph. 3 fatalities have been reported so far. Next piece of news is the European Union is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. That's why the European Union on Monday imposed new sanctions against North Korea in response to its nuclear program. Surprise, surprise. The sanctions included a ban on EU investment in North Korea and a ban on the sale of refined petroleum products and crude oil. Last month, the UN put a cap on North Korean imports of crude oil and banned its textile imports. Last piece of the news is palladium prices touched $1,000 for the first time since 2001. That's right, the price of palladium climbed above $1,000 an ounce for the first time since 2001 amid a shortage of supply. The metal is used in emission control devices to control pollution, mainly from petrol-blowed vehicles. That's right. Palladium becomes one of this year's best performing commodities, advancing 48%, which is more than 3 times the increase in gold. It's actually a rare and lustrous silvery white metal. So because it's so rare, it's probably getting more and more expensive. On the 17th of October, this was your host Ashwin, and we're wrapping up another edition of News on the Go. You guys have a great Tuesday morning. I will see you tomorrow same time. Diwali is approaching, so That's festive time, but the rains are almost ruining it here. You guys have a great Tuesday, and I will see you tomorrow same time. In the meantime, if you have any feedback, please feel free to comment on any channel that you're listening on. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or any other podcasting platform. Or also, you could drop me a note at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. That's ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. In the background, I'm leaving you with Hurling by Breeze, which is from the Audio Library channel of YouTube. That has no copyright music.